Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome into the program Miles Robinson, young star for Atlanta United, getting a chance to make a name for himself with the Five Stripes, and he joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Miles.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, Miles, you know, last week we were talking to Carlos Bocanegra, and he said that game against Orlando City, you guys don't really get caught up in that rivalry. Is that true? You guys don't really get caught up in the rivalry?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's more of a game-by-game, exposure. Like, for us, and, you know, we just focus game-by-game. We focus pretty hard on every specific team, but we don't really think about rivalries too much.
Miles Robinson, defender for Atlanta United. Take us through the end of that game. I mean, it got a little squirrely there at the end, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. That's just, the competitiveness of both teams, I think. Both teams trying to come out with a win, and fortunately we did. So it was a good game overall.
All right, we're talking with Miles Robinson, young defender, 21-year-old young defender. A couple of years ago, Miles, you were the ACC Defensive Player of the Year at Syracuse. You matriculate through the program with Atlanta United, and now you find yourself with the big club. What's this stage like for you to be on these fields in front of these crowds?
It's great. It's definitely an experience. I'm really happy I get to play with all of my teammates, and be a part of this club. I think every game I go out there, it's really exciting, and I'm happy I can be a part of it all.
So what has been the biggest transition for you playing at this level as opposed to being in college?
I think everyone's, technique is much better. Everyone's speed of decision making and speed of play overall is much faster, I'd say.
Right, the speed of the game, that's what we always talk about with young players. And you notice that when young players go from high school to college, college to the pros, or to the next step, that the speed of play always gets better. But you know what, it has to help with you in that you have, as you mentioned, some of the players you play alongside. Team captain Michael Parkhurst is, he is the defensive leader on this team, no question of that. And his experience, and how much do you find yourself, learning from him both in practice and in training and during the games? How much do you play off him?
Yeah, I mean, it's great having a veteran like him next to me when I get to play out there. Every decision he makes is spot on, I think. I think he's really clean with the ball, and just overall he's a very smart player. And whenever I can, I'm always trying to learn from him and kind of pick his brain or something. And, he's a great player overall,
Miles Robinson, so you adjust to this, to playing with a big club, and you see what it's like, your taste of MLS, and I know that they have high hopes for you as a defender on this club. And for all the scoring that's done, it's something Hugh and I talk about. Certainly when you have Joseph and Miggy and now Barco and Gressel and Vijalba. I mean, you have so many options, so many weapons, Nagby pushing forward and whatnot. The defense gets a little bit lost, but you guys are, you have your own pride, and you've had to step up in certain instances as a defense and help this team out, and it's kind of the unsung story. You guys have to be pretty proud of that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when you have all that firepower up top, teams normally think they can put in a few goals on you. But overall, I think our defense has been very solid this year, and that's just, credit to the coaching staff and all the players that have contributed. But I think overall it's just a matter of, keeping focus as a back line and staying focused for 90 minutes. And when we can do that, we can normally hold the team, to less goals than we have scored because we have all that attacking talent.
Now, Miles, I know that you're the young guy on the squad, and I know in football they do a little bit of hazing where you have to, bring donuts to get tied to a goalpost. Do they have anything like that in soccer?
I'm not sure. Last year was my rookie year, so last year I had to, you know, definitely pick up all the cones and all the balls and, you know, be that type of guy around. But now since I'm not a rookie, I don't have to do much anymore. But
oh, but your rookie, you did have – so they do have some, like, rookie rituals that you have to do in soccer. That's pretty cool.
Did you have to buy
– Yeah, yeah.
Did you have to buy dinner yet?
Not yet, not yet.
They haven't stuck you with a tab. No, that'll probably happen. You can almost bank on that. I'm Miles Robinson.
Yeah.
What do you know of New York Red Bulls? Have you seen any tape on them yet?
Yeah, I mean, New York Red Bulls is always a tough challenge. They've got some good players. You know, Bradley Wright Phillips up top. He's one of the most, like, you know, prolific goal scorers in MLS right now. And they like to press hard, like high and hard. They, you know, they're a high-intensity team, so it should be a good game.
Well, you got Brad Guzan back. Hey, by the way, that's a good point to, just to mention here. You had to have three goalies in two games, three keepers in two games, Guzan, then Christensen, and then, of course, Alakan. You know, that has to be a bit of an adjustment for a defender, too, to have that many keepers in that short a period of time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it is, but then when it comes down to it, we have faith in all of those goalkeepers and whoever steps up. So it's just a matter of, you know, continuing to do what, you know, the coaching staff wants in terms of play style and just go out there and perform it.
I appreciate it, Miles. Thanks for taking a few minutes.
Man, Miles, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!